Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Ahalas, Perik Tes, Mishnah Tes Vav. Oroin Shirechava Milmatan Vitzara Milmailon. I'm going to first touch the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back and explain Bez Hashem. We have over here an Oroin. An Oroin in this case does not mean a wooden Oroin. It means it was a rock that was sticking out of a mountain, and he chisels out the inside to make a hollow space, and he buries a mace over there. It's open from the top, so then he brings some kind of a cover and puts it on top. Oroin, this Oroin, Shirechava Milmatan, which is wider at the bottom, Vitzara Milmalon, and narrow at the top. Let's say that's how the stone is shaped, or that's how he chiseled it out. Like the letter A. Wide at the bottom, narrow on top. There's a mess inside it. So the Mishnah is a negeyabah milamatan, and someone touches the outside of this stone that's sticking out of the mountain. And there's a mess inside. But he touches it on the bottom toward the outside. Tar, he's tar. Because being that it goes like the letter A, when he's touching the bottom at the outside, he's not directly underneath the lid. And the only way you can become tame is by touching either the lid on top or to be underneath it. And that's because this stone is here since Maase Bereishis. It doesn't become tame. Only a man-made caver becomes tame. So the lid is man-made. So if you touch the lid or you're underneath the lid, then you would become tame. But over here, being that the stone is shaped like an A, so try to imagine it, the lid is covering the narrow opening on top. He's touching the bottom on the side. He's not touching the lid, he's not underneath the lid. However, umalamailon, if he touches the outside, but all the way on top, tummy's tummy. Whether he touches the side all the way on top, or whether he touches the lid itself, he's going to be tummy. Because now he's underneath the lid, or he's touching the lid. He's touching the cover. And that cover was made by a person. Now it has another caver. But he has to mamish touch the very top from the outside to be underneath the lid. Vayter says the Mishnah, what if it's shaped differently? What if it's wider on the top, Vitzara milmatan, and narrow on the bottom? In other words, it's shaped, this stone is shaped like the letter V. Zok the Mishnah, well now, even if he touches it on the top, but for sure on the bottom, he's going to be underneath the lid. Think about it, if it's shaped like a V. Try to imagine an ice cream cone. If you're touching the bottom, are you underneath the ice cream on top? So again, if it's Rechava Milmailon, wider on the top, Vitzara Milmatan, and narrower on the bottom, and again, Bamikamakim Tame, someone who touches the outside at any point over here, whether up or down, he's going to be Tame because wherever he's going to be, he'll be underneath the man-made cover. Zakta Mishalaita. Well, what if the walls don't slope in and they don't slope out? They're even, they're straight up. Haisa Shava. If the width is the same, so it's more like the letter U, let's say. Straight walls on both sides. So again, an agayabah mikam makim tame. Wherever you touch it, you're going to be tame. Because you're underneath the lid. The only time you're not going to be underneath the lid if it's shaped like the letter A and you're touching the bottom. Zakta Mishnah, these last two halachas, where it's wide at the bottom and narrow on top, or when it's straight, that you're tame, divri Rabbi Eliezer, zay halt Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you touch the outside of this, you're going to be tame. And even if you're touching it all the way down, and you're lower than where the mace is. Rabbi Yeshua says, not necessarily. Let's say there's a stone sticking out of a mountain on top. There's a mace buried there. And you're touching it all the way down. It could be a 10-minute walk down, or a drop down. Your tame? No, says Rabbi Yeshua. Mitefachu lematantar. If you're touching any area outside of this caver, if you're lower down, you're touching an area on the side lower down than where the mace is, a tefach away from the mace or further down, tar. Mitefachu lemailon tame. If you're touching a place that is within a tefach, in other words, I'm touching the side. If I were to take a laser light and run it straight across, I would be within a tefach underneath the mace. Or higher up, mitefachu lemailon tame, I would be tame. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you're going down more than a tefach, it has nothing to do with the caver anymore. It's part of the rock. Weiter zok de Mishnah, hu asuya kimin kamtera. If it's made like a kamtera. Now, kamtera means a chest, but the way a kamtera is made is that the lid is so wide that it covers the opening of the kamtera, and it also covers the walls of the kamatria. In the first case, he hollowed it out apart inside the stone. The two sides of the stone could be very thick. The lid on top doesn't cover the sides of the stone. It only covers the open area. But if he makes the lid of the stone like the lid of the kamtara, means that this lid is wider. If you would run your finger up along the side, you're going to keep going and you'll be on the side of the lid. It's even. Plush on both sides. So let's see the mission inside. Huasuya came in, kamtara, the koch over here. Koch means this grave in the stone. If he made the grave that way, so the cover on top reaches all the way on both sides, the lid covers the thickness of the walls. So the din is hanegeya bami kol mokim tamei. That someone who touches the outside at any point is tamei. Why? Because you're underneath the lid. Really? If it's shaped like an A, narrow on top and wide on the bottom, so enechanami, the cover on top covers the walls, the edges, but because it slopes outwards as it comes down, and I'm touching the bottom of the outside, I'm not underneath the lid. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains en hachanami, but because the cover covers mamish the edges, in other words, if I would be looking down, I wouldn't see the top of the stone at all. It covers the walls of the stone around and around. So I say, look, so now this whole stone becomes part of the cave. It's called underneath the lid, even though technically if you drew a line from the bottom of the outside wall straight up, you wouldn't touch the lid, but it covers the whole wall on top. So the whole thing becomes a keli that's part of the lid. Masha enkein. If the lid on top doesn't cover the walls, then I'm going to take a measure. If the lid on top doesn't cover the walls on the side, and I'm touching it at the bottom, and if I would draw a straight line up or shine a laser line up, it wouldn't be near the lid, then takam tar. But if the lid covers the walls on top, even though it's wider at the bottom, I still say he's tummy. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, kam in Gleiskeis. What's a Gleiskeis? So Gleiskeis is a kind of a box that's designed in such a way that you stip in the cover, you push it in. Try to imagine a cork on a bottle. The cork doesn't cover the sides of the rim of the bottle. You stip it into the hole. So this is a big lid, and you stick it in. Both sides are inside the hole. It doesn't cover the edges at all. So if he made this koch, this caver out of the stone, Kim in Gleiskeis, where his lid is pushed in, it doesn't cover even the inner part of the edge on top, then the din is hanegeya b'mikol mokim tar. Wherever he's going to touch it, he's tar. Because even if you touch the walls on the outside, all the way on top, you're not underneath the lid. The lid is only on the inside. It doesn't cover any area over the walls of this. The only way he would be tameh with a gluskos type of a thing is if he touches mamish the opening, over the opening. So in a geba mikam makam, he would be tar chutz mimkaim psichasa, unless he touches mamish the covering itself. Okay, if you've got it, you can go on to the next Mishnah. If not, you can listen to what we have to say over here. This sugya is really called the sugya of a kever sasum. Kever sasum means a kever that has a mess inside. Where normally the halacha is, in a kever sasim, and there's a area high at tefach, on top of the mace. A mace is buried in a kever. There's an area of a tefach, on top of the mace, but there's absolutely no space to the side of the mace. The side of the mace, let's say the two arms of the mace, are mamish up against the wall. The two walls on the sides. But above the mace, there's an area of a tefach, space of a tefach, where you get to the lid. The din is, a kever sasim is metame mederaisa, anything that's around and around. Even if you're flying over an airplane on top, you would become tummy, and that's not kashayla for kayhanim. They have to know the path of the airplanes. Our paiskim and then deal with this. Or let's say, there'd be some sub-basement underneath, it would become tummy. Even if the person on top says, well, I'm not mamish over the mace, I'm over the caver, or the area underneath, he'll say, well, underneath the caver, not underneath the mace, doesn't make a difference. This is the din of a caver sasim, that's metame mederaisa. Someone would touch the side of the building, would become tummy. If there's no area of Echalal Tefach on top of the mace, then it goes back to the halachis of Tumer Tzutza that we spoke about. Tumer Tzutza means only directly over the mace, only directly underneath the mace. The Tumma shoots up and shoots down. Now our Mishnah is talking about a caver that was dug out in a mountain. There is an area of a Tefach by a Tefach. And he closes it on top with his own lid. But our Mishnah is different. Because if only the man-made part has the din of the caver, so the only way he would be tummy is if he touches the area underneath the lid, because that's the only part that's man-made. The rest is bedrock. The rest is sisson, shashes, and vibrations. It's a stone. And the nail of the Mishnah says, so if you want to chaz over the Mishnah again real quickly, Aron shu rechavah milmata. This Aron, that's wide at the bottom, it's sort of milmala and narrow on the top. And someone's touching the sides. So we're on the sides. And again, if he touches it at the bottom, so draw a straight line from where he touches it, straight up, being that it's shaped like an A, he's not underneath the lid. But if he touches it on top, tummy, because then you're underneath the lid. Or if he touches the lid himself, he's tummy. On the other hand, if it's rechava milmailan, if it's wide on top, and narrow on the bottom, it's shaped like a V. So wherever you're touching it on the side, you're underneath the man-made lid. And the meila hanegeba mikalmakayim, wherever you're going to touch it, your tummy. For that matter, hoisa shav, if the walls are straight, hanegeba mikalmakayim tummy, you're underneath the lid. Zehalt Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer would hold it. Remember, this is a stone on top of a mountain. So what happens if I touch it 50 feet below that? But I could draw a straight line from where I touch all the way up, I would be under the lid. Rabbi Eliezer says you'd be tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says no, only from a tefach downwards of where the mess is. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua says, could be if he touches below the mace, he'll be tummy, below the level of the mace, but only a tefach. Lower than a tefach, he's tar. Only within a tefach and higher than that, would he become tummy on the side. Until now, we were talking about a lid, though, that didn't cover the edges. What if the lid did cover the walls on top? If it was a suya kemin kamtara, then we say a negeba mikalmakim tame. Now really the Batanura says, because wherever he touches on the side is going to be underneath the cover. But what about if it's narrow on top and wide at the bottom? So if he touches the bottom, he's not really underneath the cover. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, even though if he would draw a straight line from where he touched at the bottom of the A-shaped caver, he wouldn't be underneath the cover, but because the cover, mamish, covers the edges, the whole stone underneath is considered under the cover. But if it was kemin gloiskois, gloiskois means, not only doesn't it cover the edges on top completely, it doesn't touch the edge at all. The way this lid works is he stuffs it in, like a cork in a bottle. And then wherever you touch your tar, because you're guaranteed not to be underneath the lid, so negeba mikalmakim would be tar, chutz mimkayim psichasa, except if you touch mamish the top. The Rambam is a different pshat. The Rambam says gluskis means that he chiseled out the stone from the side and he slid the mess in that way. Here's where we say, Hanegeboy Mikomokim is Tahar. There is no opening on the top unless he touches the place where it's open. That's how the Rambam learns Kemin Gluskis.